RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia and the Arab League agree to enhance concrete cooperation. Indonesia hosts conference on maritime security in Malacca Strait. Little Bandung store opened in October. Now the news in detail. Indonesia and the Arab League have signed a joint decision to enhance concrete cooperation under the Memorandum of Cooperation they signed on the sidelines of the 71st UN General Assembly in New York. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi and Arab League Secretary General Ahmed Abdul Gait Abul and Arab League Secretary General Ahmed Abul Gait, the Indonesian Foreign Ministry said in a press statement released on Sunday. The MOC covers several areas of cooperation such as peace and security, economy, sciences, knowledge, and culture. With the signing of the MOC, Indonesia now has access to 22 Arab League member states, and that cooperation with the Arab League member states can be expanded in the future. The signing of the MOC is a significant achievement in the relations between Indonesia and the Arab League and will encourage the partnership to become more transparent and concrete. Both sides also have committed themselves to always maintain the continuation of their cooperation. The Arab League is one of the world's eldest organizations which plays an important role for the Indonesian nation. Indonesia is hosting a tripartite technical expert group conference on maritime security in the Malacca and Singapore Straits. The head of the Indonesian delegation to the 41st tripartite technical expert group meeting, Raymond Sianturi, said in Yogyakarta on Sunday evening that until now the Malacca and Singapore Straits have been safe for domestic as well as foreign vessels. He said the tripartite technical expert group conference is a three-country forum consisting of Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore that has been established to determine a consensus for maritime security in the Malacca and Singapore Straits. The meeting is important because the Malacca Strait is included as a vital shipping lane in the world, and so all parties concerned must contribute to its security. Raymond said, with regard to maritime protection, a number of projects have already been carried out in coordination with a number of other institutions outside the Ministry of Transportation, such as the Marine Electronic Highway Program. The program carried out in cooperation with the Ministry of Environment Affairs and Forestry is aimed at monitoring sea pollution. The Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur, in cooperation with the City of Bandung, will open Little Bandung store in Kuala Lumpur on October 4. The store aims at promoting the Indonesian products and handicrafts. It was said by the Indonesian Trade Attaché in Kuala Lumpur, Fajrini Puntodevi, Sunday.
Kita akan membuka toko di Paradigm Mall untuk produk-produk Kota Bandung.
We are going to open a store of Bandung products in Paradigm Mall. We call it Bandung Little Store. The store will be opened on October 4 by Mayor of Bandung, Mayor of Kuala Lumpur, and Indonesian Ambassador in Malaysia. Bandung has Muslim fashion and typical food products. We plan to open the store for 18 months. Hopefully, the other cities will follow and could open House of Indonesia. Fadrini hopes that other Indonesian cities could make the same promotion. Not only one or two, but all cities could promote their products in House of Indonesia. Fadrini hopes that other Indonesian cities could make the same promotion. Not only one or two, but all cities could promote their products in House of Indonesia. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi and her Hungarian counterpart Peter Sears agreed to enhance education cooperation between the two countries during bilateral talks held on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York on Friday. At the meeting, the two foreign ministers discussed various developments made in the bilateral cooperation between the two nations, the Indonesian Foreign Ministry said in a press statement released on Sunday. They also discussed various efforts to enhance education cooperation between the two nations, the statement said. Indonesia and Hungary have signed a cooperation agreement to develop clean water development projects in several parts of Indonesia. Some of the projects started early this year. In the trade sector, the bilateral trade between the two nations rose 14.91% to $59.64 million in the first half of this year compared to the same period last year. Indonesia's export to Hungary included coffee, crude palm oil, cacao, coconut, and paper. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency, or BNPB, has extended the search area and rescue effort after deadly flash flooding struck Garut District, West Java, last week, an official said on Sunday. BNPB spokesman Sutopo Purwonugroho said the joint rescue team comprising of personnel from BNPB, National Search and Rescue Agency, Disaster Response Team, National Police, Indonesian Military, Indonesian Red Cross, and volunteers have expanded the search area to neighboring district of Sumedang. The rescue teams are focusing effort on locating missing victims in Bojonglarang, Cimacan, Lapang Paris, Jati Gede Dam, and Cusurat, a village in Wadu sub-district, Sumedang. As of Sunday afternoon, the agency recorded 33 fatalities with 20 people still missing in the disaster. At least 35 people were injured and more than 6,300 residents have been removed from their damaged homes. Emergency first aid posts were built with the assistance of the Indonesian Red Cross, equipped with 6 clean water tanks, a blood bank, and 10 doctors. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, in collaboration with the British Council, through the Newton Fund Program, held the 48th Youth Research Competition and awarding the 9th National Young Investors from 26 to 27 September 2016 at LIPI Building, Jakarta on Monday. Head of LIPI Iskandar Zulkarnain in his speech said that the development of science that goes very quickly become a challenge for the young generation of Indonesia. Therefore, Iskandar asked Indonesian youth to enhance their quality with science. Iskandar moreover said younger generations need to get sustainable funding so that they are able to increase the power of innovation. Meanwhile, Deputy Director of the British Council, Ian Robinson, said young researchers have the potential to be able to change the surrounding environment. According to Ian, the young researchers are the superior generation who are capable of thinking by utilizing science and technology. The last item, Jakarta gubernatorial candidates Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, Silviana Murni have prepared their strategy ahead of 2017 election. They are optimistic of progressing into the second round of the election to eventually beat incumbent candidates Basuki Cahayapurnama, Jarod Saiful Hidayat. Agus Silviana Campaign Committee Chief Nahrawi Ramli on September 25, 2016 said that Agus, who is young and attractive, can win over women voters. While Silviana is the only woman to have registered as candidate, whereas Jakarta United Development Party Regional Leadership Council Chief Abdul Aziz said, in order to defeat the incumbent candidates, the coalition who endorsed Agus shall first and foremost secure their respective constituent base vote. Aside from Democratic Party and PPP, Agus Silviana are also backed by the National Awakening Party PKB and the National Mandate Party PAN. Earlier, Indobarometer Executive Director Muhammad Kodari said the pairing would have the lowest electability compared to their counterpart. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia and the Arab League agreed to enhance concrete cooperation. Indonesia hosts conference on maritime security in Malacca Strait. Little Bandung store opened in October. That was the news.
Listener, our commentary today entitled "Let's Create Peaceful Simultaneous Election." Indonesian netizens, especially in Jakarta, were surprised with the candidates for the city governor and vice governor who will compete in simultaneous regional election in February 2017. They taken selfie picture together at Dr. Minto Harjo Nepi Hospital, Jakarta, before they underwent a medical examination. The picture was uploaded by Anies Baswedan, one of the candidates for governor, in his Instagram account. The three pairs of governor and vice governor candidates, namely Basuki Cahayapurnama and Jarod Saiful Hidayat, Agus Harimurti and Silviana Murni, and Anies Baswedan and Sandiaga Uno, were smiling broadly in the picture. Sandiaga Uno even uploaded videos with the doctors in his Instagram account. What was done by the candidates for governor and vice governor received a positive response from netizens. They hoped this will also be followed by supporters of each candidate. The hope is certainly justified. Of some elections that were held in various regions in Indonesia, some regional head candidates and their supporters often found spreading black campaign distributed via SMS, social media, and leaflets to discredit their political opponents. The issues thrown usually those related to tribe, religion, race, and intergroup are known in Indonesia as SARA. In addition to racial issues, there were also suspicions and dissatisfaction about the election results. Regional head candidates who lost in the election and their supporters suspected fraud and violation during the elections and took the case to the Constitutional Court. Frequently, the decision of the Constitutional Court required that elections be repeated, which of course will be a waste of state money. The results of a joint study by Elections Supervisory Board Bawaslu, the Police and State Intelligence Agency BIN say there are three provinces that are prone to disruption in the coming 2017 elections. They are Aceh, Papua, and Jakarta. In Aceh and Papua, because the number of level 2 or district election is quite big, there will be 20 districts in Aceh and 11 in Papua to hold election next year. As for Jakarta, the reason for the vulnerability is the dynamics that have occurred since last year. Hopefully, the simultaneous election in February 2017 will run safely and peacefully with the support of the government, public, and security forces. Regional head candidates and their supporters should conduct a healthy campaign and create a conducive political situation. The praises sent by the candidates for governor and vice governor of Jakarta in the selfie picture uploaded on social media should inspire others to perform a clean political campaign. This is to be followed by regional head candidates' supporters, not only in Jakarta but also in other areas. Voters are also expected to be more prudent in choosing the head of each region in accordance with their concerns, without discrediting the dignity of others' prospective heads of region. Listener, that was commentary today read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, we meet you again in our daily program Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Well, we begin with the event that happened on 26th of September about World Contraception Day. World Contraception Day aims to raise awareness about contraception and to increase education level about reproduction health. World Contraception Day was commemorated for the first time by Indonesian government on 26 September 2007. The commemoration of the World Contraception Day, which was pushed by non-governmental organization, is aimed to lead the problem of unplanned pregnancy to become important agenda. This helps women and men throughout the world to choose with full of awareness and to become parents in appropriate time for them. Now we move to a different event on September 26, 1997, flight 152 crashed. Garuda Indonesia flight 152 was a scheduled domestic Indonesian passenger flight from Soekarno-Hatta International Airport in Jakarta to Polonia International Airport in Medan, North Sumatra. It used an Airbus A300B4 registered PK and operated Garuda Indonesia. On September 26, 1997, flight 152 piloted by Hanche Rahmowiyogo, 42 years old, a pilot with over 20 years of flying experience at Garuda Indonesia, and more than 12,000 flying hours, crashed into mountainous woodlands 48 kilometers from Medan during low visibility counts by the 1997 Southeast Asian haze. All 234 passengers and crew were killed in the disaster. The crash site was in a refinery near the village of Buah Nabar, in the Sobelangi district, south of Medan. Flight 152 remains the deadliest single plane crash in Indonesia and the deadliest aviation accident in 1997. And the last event that happened on this day in history was in 1988 when Olympic gold medal of Ben Johnson was rescinded. Ben Johnson is Jamaican-born Canadian former sprinter who won two Olympic bronze medals and an Olympic gold medal, which was later rescinded. He set consecutive 100 meters world records at 1987 World Championship in Athletics and the 1988 Summer Olympics, but he was disqualified for doping, losing the Olympic title and coach records. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today's focus is on the participation of Jakarta in 2017 simultaneous local election. The General Election Commission has set the date for the second phase of simultaneous local elections on February the 15th, 2017. The election is to be followed by 7 provinces, namely Nanggro Aceh Darussalam, Bangka Belitung, Jakarta, Banten, Gorontalo, West Sulawesi, West Papua, and followed by 76 counties and 18 cities or districts. The election of Jakarta became one of the local elections that gets a lot of attention since Jakarta is the capital of the state. There are 3 major Indonesian political figures and leaven the political temperature in the country's capital that makes political consolidation between political parties, bearers of candidates for governor and vice governor of Jakarta's special region, convinced of their choice. They are former President Megawati Soekarnoputri of the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, former President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono's Democratic Party, and a former Special Forces Commander General Prabowo from Indonesian Movement Party. Additionally, since the opening of registration for candidates for governor and vice governor of Jakarta for the 2017-2022 period on September 21st to 23rd, 3 prospective fairs have signed up to the Jakarta Provincial Election Commission. They are the incumbent Governor Basuki Cahaya Purnama and Deputy Governor Jarod Saiful Hidayat, then Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono and Silviana Murni, and the 3rd are Anies Baswedan and Sandiaga Uno. Jakarta Commission Chairman Sumarno explained to the media on Friday afternoon that after the registration of the candidates for the new governor and new deputy governor of Jakarta, they must follow a series of tests, including medical anti-drug tests and others.
Seluruh calon yang telah terdaftar itu menjalani pemeriksaan kesehatan di Rumah Sakit Angkatan Laut.
All the candidates who have registered underwent a medical examination at Minto Harjo Navy Hospital for 2 days. Then, narcotics-free examination by the National Narcotic Agency and psychological examination. On October the 24th, the definitive candidates will be determined and specified. After that, we will raffle the serial number of candidates on October the 25th. The campaign period will be from October the 28th, 2016 up to February the 11th, 2017, and then from February the 12th to 14th, we will enter a quiet period.
Kemudian tanggal 12 Februari sampai 14 Februari, selama 3 hari, itu kita memasuki masa tenang.
Meanwhile, Head of Public Relations of the National Narcotics Agency, Police Commissioner Slamet Pribadi, as quoted by Antara News Agency, said, according to the mandate of Act No. 10 of 2016, the agency takes an important role in the process of preparation of the elections, among others by giving anti-narcotic tests for the prospective governor. The agency and the commission have agreed to work together to support efforts to the eradication and prevention of abuse and illicit drugs during the election. That was Focus over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news in brief. Indonesia and the Arab League have signed a joint decision to enhance concrete cooperation under the Memorandum of Cooperation, MOC, that is signed on the sidelines of the 71st UN General Assembly in New York. The MOC covers several areas of cooperation such as peace, security, economy, sciences, knowledge, and culture. Indonesia is hosting a tripartite technical expert group conference on maritime security in the Malacca and Singapore Straits. The head of the Indonesian delegation to the 41st TTEG or Tripartite Technical Expert Group meeting, Raymond Sianturi, said in Yogyakarta Sunday evening that until now the Malacca and Singapore Straits have been safe for domestic as well as foreign vessels. The Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur, in cooperation with the city of Bandung, will open Little Bandung store in Kuala Lumpur on October 4. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi and her Hungarian counterpart Peter Sirts agreed to enhance education cooperation between the two countries during bilateral talks held on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York Friday. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency, or BNPB, has extended the search area in rescue effort after deadly flash flooding struck Garut District, West Java last week. BNPB spokesman Sutopo Purwonugroho said the joint rescue team comprising of personnel from BNPB, National Search and Rescue Agency Basarnas, Disaster Response Team Tagana, National Police Indonesian Military, Indonesian Red Cross, and volunteers have expanded the search area to neighboring district of Sumedang. Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, in collaboration with the British Council through the Newton Fund Program, held the 48th Youth Research Competition and awarding the 9th National Young Investors from 26 to 27 September 2016 at LIPI Building, Jakarta on Monday. Jakarta gubernatorial candidates Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, Silviana Murni have prepared their strategy ahead of 2017 election. They are optimistic of progressing into the second round of the election to eventually beat incumbent candidates Basuki Cahayapurnama, Jarod Saiful Hidayat. Listener, that was news in brief.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to Taluati in Padang West Sumatra Province. Stay tuned. Culinary delight from West Sumatra Province has been recognized by the world. In September 2011, survey of CNN places one of West Sumatra foods, rendang, as the most delicious food in the world. Besides rendang, there are still many typical and delicious food from West Sumatra Province, as well as traditional beverage such as taluati. Taluati is typical beverage from West Sumatra, which is very legend. This beverage becomes required menu at Padang traditional stalls or restaurants. Padang is the capital city of West Sumatra, but it is quite difficult to find taluati outside West Sumatra. Many people love this beverage. In the past, according to local people, this beverage was made only for nobility. Now all communities can enjoy taluati. Taluati is believed to have many benefits for body. Those benefits are to enhance stamina and energy, to restore the vitality of the body, and to delay hunger, and to be good for eye health. Those benefits are from the content of the composition or the material to make taluati. Materials to make taluati are tea, sugar, sweetened condensed milk, and lime. tea is quite easy. The first step, stir egg yolk and sugar in glass for 15 minutes until the dough is thick and has brownish white color. After that, pour hot tea into the glass and then sweeten condensed milk. When the beverage is already finished, there are three layers in the beverage. On the basis of white glass, it is sweetened with condensed milk. The second level is the brown color of tea water, while at the very top, it is white foam. At a glance, this beverage is like cappuccino, the Italian typical beverage. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Talwati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are. Welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Makan Siang, which in English means lunch. Stay tuned. Listener, as usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Makan siang, which means lunch. Di mana, which means where. Restoran, restaurant. Potongan harga. Discount, 50%, 50%, which means 50%. Kamu, you, memilih, to choose. Bermacam-macam, variety. Menu. Restoran Italia. Italian restaurant. Menyediakan. To serve. Pasta. Restoran Jepang. Japanese restaurant. Makanan Jepang. Japanese food. Setelah. After. Rapat. Meeting. Now, listener, we give you an example of conversation entitled Makan Siang, or in English means lunch. The conversation is between A. Sandy and B. Budi at the office. A. Sandy, Budi, bagaimana kalau kita makan siang bersama? Budi, bagaimana kalau kita makan siang bersama? Which means, Budi, why don't we have lunch together? B. Budi, baiklah, tetapi kita akan makan siang di mana? Baiklah, tetapi kita akan makan siang di mana? Which means, all right, but where do we go to have lunch? A. Sandy, bagaimana kalau kita makan siang di mall dekat kantor? Bagaimana kalau kita makan siang di mall dekat kantor? Which means, why don't we have lunch at the mall near our office? Di sana, banyak restoran yang memberikan potongan harga pada waktu makan siang. Di sana, banyak restoran yang memberikan potongan harga pada waktu makan siang. Which means, at the mall, there are many restaurants which give discount at the lunchtime. Ada restoran yang memberi potongan 50%. Ada restoran yang memberi potongan 50%. Which means, there is a restaurant which gives 50% discount. Kamu bisa memilih bermacam-macam menu. Kamu bisa memilih bermacam-macam menu. Which means, you can choose variety of menus. Be Budi. Restoran apa saja yang ada di sana? Restoran apa saja yang ada di sana? Which means, what kinds of restaurants are available there? A. Sandi. Di sana, ada restoran Italia yang menyediakan bermacam-macam pasta. Di sana, ada restoran Italia yang menyediakan bermacam-macam pasta. Which means, there is Italian restaurant which serve various kinds of pasta. Potongan harganya juga 50%. Potongan harganya juga 50%. Which means, the discount is 50%. A. Sandi. Bagaimana dengan restoran Jepang? Bagaimana dengan restoran Jepang? Which means, how about the Japanese restaurant? Apakah ada potongan harga juga? Apakah ada potongan harga juga? Which means, does it also provide discount? Saya suka makanan Jepang. Saya suka makanan Jepang. Which means, I like Japanese food. B. Budi. Pasti ada. Pasti ada. Which means, surely. A. Sandi. Baiklah, nanti setelah rapat, kita makan siang di sana. Baiklah, nanti setelah rapat, kita makan siang di sana. Which means, alright, after the meeting, we have lunch there. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again tomorrow, and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present to you some Indonesian Kroncong songs. The listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Telaga Biru by Bram Aceh. Happy listening.
Terima kasih. indahnya bambu sejuta menghijau nyanyi. Gemilang sinarnya di telaga, telaga biru maya. Di waktu malam bulan purnama, terdengar nyanyian surga. Bidadari nan bersuka menghibur hati di telaga. Di tengahnya rimbunan suri, telaga bidadari. Bunga surga nan mengharumi telaga biru. Waktu malam bulan purnama, terdengar nyanyian surga. Bidadari nan bersukaria menghibur hati di telaga. Di tengahnya rimbunan sunyi, telaga bidadari. Bunga surga nan mengharumi telaga biru.
Indonesia is a rich country with natural beauty. The clear lakes also add to the beauty of Indonesia. The beauty of the lake is more sparkling in the moonlight. Similarly, the full moon, the fairies dancing on the lake. That was a glimpse of lyrics of the song entitled Telaga Biru, sung by Bram Titale, or better known as Bram Aceh. Born in Banda Aceh in 1913, he earned the nickname the father of Indonesian Kroncong. Bram Aceh spawned a generation that coloring the Indonesian music industry like Harvey Malaiholo, Irma June, and Glenn Fredly, his grandchildren. His career in the entertainment world started since he won the first Kroncong Jakarta Raya in 1955. Listener, now let's listen to the next song entitled Aryati by a talented Indonesian Kroncong singer M. Rifani. Happy listening.
Aryati, di kau mawar asuhan rembulan. Aryati, di kau gemilang seni pujaan. Dosakah hamba mimpi
jarimu ku cium mesra tadi malam. Dosakah hamba mengujani kau dalam mimpi? Hanya dalam mawar di taman hayalku, tak mungkin Tuhan terpetik daku. Namun aku bahagia seribu satu
The song Ariati was composed by Indonesian composer Ismail Marzuki. The song tells about admiration for a woman carried away in a dream. An old song that was composed in the era of the Indonesian struggle of independence. Nevertheless, Ariati seems cannot be forgotten and often sung in various occasions. The song more perfect when it is dedicated by M. Rifani. Although M. Rifani has a good voice and pretty much rendition of Kroncong genre, not many references to his career in the Indonesian music world. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Rayuan Kelana by Bram Aceh and Pasir Putih by M. Rifani. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
rambut sayur menghimbau rayu kalanya di kantor di tingkah gematifan serenade dalam terang bulan. Memuji keluhuran bangsa Indonesia sejak zaman Majapahit Sriwijaya Nusantara mega negara jaya dan luhur. Bahagia ku rasakan di dalam jiwaku selalu dimana ku dengarkan
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Thank you. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.